This is Financially Speaking with the Bushka Wealth Management Team. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of this show is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Financially Speaking.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. And joining me for today's show is Ryan Pekka, another one of our advisors at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Wealth Management, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, during the show today or at any time, if you'd like to get more information about what we're talking about or any of the services that we provide, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445. You can also visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. While you're on the website, make sure you check out the radio show page as well as the TV show page if you've never done so before, because we do have a weekly TV show as well. And of course, while you're on the radio show page, you can subscribe to the program as a podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. And of course, now you can also watch our TV show every week on YouTube. So we do put out our newest episodes out on YouTube, so you can check those out. Now, think back to perhaps the summer of 2024. The market, the broader economy, everything seemed kind of stable. And because of that, you decided that you're officially going to retire this year in 2025 at some point. But now here we are in the first half of 2025, and tariffs are dominating the news, and the markets, you know, kind of cratered for a period of time, and very volatile, and economic anxiety is really surging, all of which begs the question, is 2025 still my year? So during today's show, we're going to answer that important question. But before we get into today's subject, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with me this morning, Tony and Ryan. Tony, how are we doing today?
Oh, I am doing great. If I was any better, my name would be Ryan Pekka. I mean, come on. I am fantastic. I've had a great week. Just excited about the coming week and this show, especially because there's been a lot going on. I don't need to tell our listeners out there. We see it in the news all the time. And, you know, we've had a lot of market volatility. So I'm sure you guys will have a lot of good information to kind of soothe some people's nerves out there a bit and to calm them down. And calm and steady wins the race. You've heard slow and steady, but really it's calm and steady, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and Ryan, how have you been? I know that you and your friends the other day went cow tipping. I mean, that's crazy. I don't know why you do stuff like that, but I'm kidding.
Keep things interesting, you know? Sure. It's been good. Yeah, it's starting to warm up, so you can get outside. Love that. It's hard to beat, so I'll take any warmth we can get.
Finally.
A little reprieve.
Yeah, I think spring is finally here. Eventually we'll get to summer. Eventually we'll see some leaves on the trees blooming here and flowers. But I'm so happy that the weather has been better. I wish the economy was a little bit better. It's been a little bit of a rough ride this year, but not that it was wholly unexpected, right?
This is true.
We just got spoiled. We had a couple of years of really big upswings in the market. We kind of got spoiled or a little overconfident, I think. But sure. For people who are retiring soon, they get concerned when they see a year like this or the market volatility. So where do you want to begin with this topic?
Well, I think I'll let Ryan kick it off this morning.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's dive in. A Kipling's article titled, Is 2025 a Bad Year to Retire with the Stock Market in the Dumps? Is going to kind of address some of these issues. So 2025, not exactly rolling out the red carpet for retirees. Markets are sliding. 401ks not looking as great as they were about a year ago. Tariffs are still hanging around. There's no real end in sight on those. So, and then on top of all that, because why not? Egg prices have jumped 60% over the last year. So, you know, who knew omelets would be a luxury item?
a golden inlaid omelet. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, up, in certain places, up to $9 a dozen. I did see somebody said that there are stores called Aldi. I don't know if you have one in Wausau, but somebody at some Aldi somewhere in the U.S. posted online. They showed that it was $2 a dozen at an Aldi, but I checked. Our stores are all over $5 here. So it is crazy. And that's why when I went out to eat for the Easter brunch the other day, and I think I mentioned this, but I did eat my own weight in Eggs Benedict. So just so I could come out ahead. Right. It was very expensive. It was a very expensive brunch. So I said to my wife and kids, look, I've got to do this. You know, you want to be smart with your money. Right.
No, so absolutely.
If I'm going to pay that, I'm eating my weight in Eggs Benedict. But in all seriousness, we'll start, I guess, with some potentially bad news. Why do you think 2025 might be a bad year to retire? Obviously, market volatility and downturns, right?
Absolutely. I mean, let's talk about something that I don't think gets nearly enough airtime nowadays, but can make or break your retirement plans. And it's the dreaded sequence of returns risk. And we talk about this all the time in our office, and it sounds really fancy, right? But there's really a simple version. If the market takes a dip as you're stepping into retirement and you need to start withdrawing money from your investments, you might be pulling from your portfolio at the worst possible time. And when you sell low, which of course you have to sell shares in often cases when you're needing money, that money doesn't get a chance to bounce back when the market eventually recovers, which is, you know, a big risk for people. And now so far, 2025 is giving off a please proceed with caution vibes. And the, you know, the markets have been dipping. And let's be honest, we've been riding pretty good waves over the last few years, like you mentioned, Tony, until now. And of course, a correction was bound to happen eventually. But the key question here is how flexible are you when it comes to pulling money out of your portfolio? Because here's the deal. If you're in a position where you have to sell investments when they're down 20%, let's say, that's what we call a double whammy. Not only are prices down, but now you're locking in those losses just to cover your necessary expenses. It's like selling your car during a snowstorm because gas is too expensive. It feels, you know, it might feel necessary, but it's probably not the best timing. And here's another trap. When people see their portfolios drop, the instinct is to get super conservative or run for the hills, or at least for cash. But going all in on cash during a downturn, that's like jumping out of the boat mid-storm. You miss the rebound, and history shows time and time again that rebounds do happen over the course of time. So you've got to be prepared for that, and you don't want to make knee-jerk reactions. I think a second opinion is really good strategy, though.
Yeah. And our listeners and viewers out there can simply go to Bushka Wealth Management and get that second opinion. And we'll tell them how to do that here in a bit. But you're right. I mean, if you think back to the Great Recession in 2008, when the housing bubble burst and the market really tanked. Yeah. So we did have a recession, and it was a big one.
Right.
And then again, in COVID in 2020, the markets tanked a bit, or we had a bear market slid into basically recession territory. Yep. People who stayed the course in both those situations, they didn't just recover, they came out ahead, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But those who bailed and locked in their losses, they made the classic investment mistake, which is selling low and buying high. It's the exact opposite of what we want to do. But those emotions can be sneaky like that. And if the portfolio doesn't recover because it's sitting in cash, that could mean having to go back to work. And let's be real, you're probably not going to land that same job with a corner office, Friday donut perks. It might be a part-time gig, working something that just covers your basic needs. Not exactly a dream retirement scenario there. So here's a simpler way to think about things. If you could cover your living expenses for the next 2 to 3 years without touching your investments, you're probably in a pretty good spot to retire, even in a rocky market. Things will recover in that time frame, typically when we're looking to past events. But if you know you need to start selling stocks right away to pay those bills, might be smart to wait a little bit on retirement, give the market some breathing room, give yourself some breathing room. It's not just about timing the market. It's also about timing your life for retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Don't try to time the market. And that's why, you know, that so many people do. Individual investors, 90% or more of individual investors end up selling low and buying high, the exact opposite. And that's why you should be working with financial professionals like yourselves. And we're going to get to some good news for people out there, some good things they can do to make sure they can weather this storm. The good news is coming. But before we get there, let's let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, get that second opinion on where they're at, make sure their plan is going to weather this storm. Cole, how can people get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Well, Tony, it's pretty simple. All they have to do is just give us a call, 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, you're able to schedule in our Wausau office, our Eau Claire office, or virtually if that works better for you. And again, that's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. And we're going to keep rolling here, but wait.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Buckle up. See, it's not all doom and gloom, though. I mean, that's right. What people are feeling. But we're going to talk about some good news.
Yeah.
Don't panic. Again, calm and steady wins the race. You know, you've been talking about the current financial picture, and maybe people are getting the vibe, hey, buckle up or bring an umbrella. But is it still a good year to retire? Can you make it work? You've highlighted some of the bad news. How about a dose of good news, Ryan?
Sure. Fortunately, that Kiplinger's article we referenced before is 2025, a bad year to retire with the stock market in the dumps, does give us some reason for optimism. So let's be real. Stocks go up, they go down. That's just what they do. But if you've been playing the long game, saving consistently, diversifying your investments, keeping your debt under control, then 2025 might be fine for retiring. Inflation, it's actually kind of behaving right now. The consumer price index for February came in at 2.8% year over year, according to the article, which is better than experts expected. So that's not too shabby. Tariffs are still a little bit of a wild card. We're not really sure where those are going to be. But so far, your morning coffee and grocery bill haven't exploded, at least not yet. But before you start packing for celebratory cruises or digging out your pickleball paddle, the article urges that you do a financial pulse check, is what they call it, to make sure you're truly ready for retirement, especially if the market throws a tantrum in your first couple of years. That sequence of returns becomes really important.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, Ryan mentioned a pulse check there. Cole, what kind of information can be revealed during one of these checkups that you do for people?
Well, Tony, I mean, there's a variety of things that could be revealed, but here's a few key questions to ask yourself, kind of like a retirement readiness quiz, if you will, but without the number two pencil. You won't need your Dixon Ticonderoga for this one.
Good.
Number one, have you been maxing out your 401k and making catch-up contributions, which is always a great idea? Number two, have you teamed up with a financial professional to optimize your tax situation? Number three, is your living setup affordable, stable, and preferably not driving you crazy at this point in time? And potentially most importantly, can you emotionally handle watching your portfolio dip without freaking out now that you're not getting a steady paycheck? And I think that's an incredibly important one, and one that a lot of people really struggle with. Now, a financial services professional was actually quoted in the article, and he recommends running a few what-if scenarios. For example, what happens if your portfolio drops 10% in the first year? Do you still have enough cash on hand to cover your expenses? And if you start taking withdrawals from your 401k or your IRA and the market stays sluggish, are you still going to be okay? Have you stress tested for those types of things? And have you created a plan for how you're going to account for those withdrawals when the equity or the stock portion of your portfolio has gone down 5, 10, 15, 20%, or potentially more, depending on what may come in the future? So I think it's incredibly important to really think through those things.
Yeah, and it's important to work with a financial services professional, because that's another way you can answer some of those questions that you just posed. Those questions are vital and will help you determine if 2025 or 2026, for that matter, could be your retirement year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Retirement's not the finish line, right? It's the start of a whole new chapter, whether that's traveling the world, spending more time with your kids or grandkids, or finally learning how to bake sourdough without setting off a smoke alarm in the house. It should be something you're excited about. Whoops. If all signs point to yes, you've done the work to get here, then don't let market noise throw you off course. But if you're not feeling confident, or if you're already eyeing next year's retirement numbers, there's no shame in hitting the pause button, waiting a little bit longer. Retirement should feel right and fun, and maybe even a little bit like freedom.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You definitely want it. And I like that. Don't look at it as the end of something. Look at it as a new beginning, because that's what it is. I mean, a lot of people spend 20, 30 plus years in retirement. So you have to have a plan. And I'm curious, Cole, what does 2025 or 2026, the next year or so, look like for people who may be running a little bit behind where they would like to be with their retirement savings? Just asking for a friend.
Sure. Well, it's a great question, Tony, and it's a very important one too. And there's actually another Kiplinger article out there called or titled "Late to the Retirement Savings Party: Five Tips for 2025," and I think it has some helpful perspective for your friend. The first recommendation is to build a retirement savings with catch up contributions. You want to add those catch up contributions when you become eligible, which is in most typical cases over 50. Now, if your 401k looks a little neglected, now is the time to show it some love. Seriously, even small changes can make a big difference. And in 2025, if you're under 50 years old, you can contribute up to $23,500 into a 401k. But even if you can't swing the max, at least grab your company's match if they offer one. Remember, that's basically free money. And who's ever going to say no to free money? I know I'm not going to. I don't know many of my clients that would either. But let's say your company matches 100% of your contributions up to 5% of your salary. If you make $70,000 and contribute 5%, that's $3,500. But you'd end up with $7,000 going into your 401k that year. Now, do that consistently and boom, over 10 years with a 7% return, you're looking at more than $100,000. That's not too shabby. Now, if you're 50 or older, you can take advantage of those catch-up contributions I just mentioned. You can put in up to $31,000 in 2025. And here's an interesting caveat. If you're between the ages of 60 and 63, there's now a super catch-up that bumps you up to $34,750. So think of that as kind of like turbocharging your nest egg to a certain degree, especially in that last run-up to retirement. Now, beyond that, consider adding some extras into your savings mix. IRAs, different brokerage fund tools like ETFs, index funds, maybe even an annuity potentially, depending on your goals. And hey, before you panic about being behind, check out the average savings by age. Odds are you might be doing better than you actually think.
Yeah, I know you've said, Cole, in the past that people are often surprised and pleasantly when they come in and you actually break down where they're at. And you gave us some great advice there. Now, Ryan, what do you have for us next?
Sure. Let's talk about two powerful ways to boost your retirement game. Working a little longer is one, and making your savings automatic. Not exactly revolutionary advice, but it works. Yeah. We all have that magic number in our head, say, you know, I'm retiring at 62 and not a day later, but adding just a couple extra years of work can do wonders for those retirement accounts. More time to save, more time for your investments to grow, and more time to pay down any lingering debt. The real MVP move is make your savings automatic. Take yourself out of the decision-making loop. If money leaves your paycheck or bank account before you even see it, you probably won't even miss it. Your future self will be doing a little happy dance. It's like financial stealth mode. You learn to live on less without even realizing it. Your nest egg fattens up in the background. So if you're serious about retiring comfortably and maybe even with some champagne on hand or something else that you enjoy drinking, a few extra working years and some autopilot savings could make all the difference in the world.
Oh, champagne. Did you guys hear that?
Cheers.
Cheers. Right? Yeah. Lime. All right. Well, I think this is great. A lot of great information so far. But once again, I'd like to take a moment to let our listeners out there know that you're offering, you and your staff there at Bushka Wealth are offering a no charge, no obligation consultation. How do they get a hold of you to set that up?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call, 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Of course, while you're at the website, feel free to peruse. We've got tons of resources out there, information on the reports that we can run for you to help make sure you're prepared for retirement, a number of different blogs and articles and various resources that we've got out there, including that ability to schedule that no cost, no obligation consultation right on the website. You can go right to your calendar, match that up with one of our advisors, and get that scheduled right here and now. And of course, you can do that in our WASA office or our Eau Claire office, or perhaps virtually if that makes more sense for your situation. So there's lots of options to take advantage of. And a second opinion really never hurts, Tony. So it's always a good idea to take advantage of that, take a step back, kind of reprioritize, especially in time periods of extreme volatility. You want to make sure that you're prepared for if things got worse before they got better, because again, we're in a period of uncertainty right now. We just don't know what exactly is going to pan out with the market in the shorter term. And you want to be prepared for whatever may come.
Yeah. And that's what we've been talking about today, is that preparation. And exactly. You've also been highlighting those who might be running behind in their retirement savings, what they can do to catch up. What else do you have for us today, Ryan?
Sure. That same article Cole mentioned earlier, the Late to Retirement Savings Party, 5 Tips for 2025, has a lot more information I'm eager to share. The next of which is cutting your current expenses is a solid way to catch up on your retirement savings. So it's always a new year for a new budget, maybe. It might not be as exciting as new year, new you, but honestly, it might even be better for you. So one place to start or begin looking at this is the 50-30-20 rule. What that means is you're going to put 50% of your income towards your needs, 30% towards wants, and then 20% towards savings and debt. Simple, it's effective, doesn't require a spreadsheet that looks like it belongs in NASA's control room. So first steps, you write down what you're spending. All of it, even those sneaky app subscriptions, your daily latte habit, everything that you're kind of spending any sort of money on. And then the bottom line, you can save more. It's probably not going to keep spending the same way. Fresh budget means cutting some of those unnecessary spendings out, maybe looking at things you don't use every day, but you're still paying for. And then we're talking about expenses. Here's a really sneaky one that we find with a lot of our clients that they don't really think about. That's going to be investment fees. They might not seem like a big deal, but if you're paying an excessive management fee, it could delay your retirement by years. That's a lot of missed naps, a lot of missed beach days. So when you're going through your expenses, add those fund fees and management costs to the list. Sometimes the best way to save for retirement is just stop giving away bits to those hidden charges.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's what I love about what you guys do, Cole and Ryan, is that you are very transparent and you're going to look at, okay, here's what you have. Here's what it's costing you. Here's what you could be doing. Here's how you can help save money and minimize those unnecessary expenses. And I know you work hard to do that for your clients. And obviously, you guys as financial services professionals and fiduciaries can help people understand these various fees. And not all fees are bad or unnecessary. I mean, for a lot of things, obviously, if somebody's managing something for you, there's going to be some fees, but is it appropriate? And is it the right amount? So what's next, Cole?
Well, I mean, just to kind of piggyback on that for a second, we see this all the time where clients come in and they have no idea what they're paying in fees and expenses. And so we run this report called a portfolio analysis review, which can be really eye opening. It really helps to clients to kind of like peel back the layers of the onion of their portfolio to figure out how does their performance look? Are they allocated appropriately? Hidden fees and expenses that are built into their portfolio that often they've not been made aware of unless they've maybe read that full prospectus that people get, which I'm sure you read every prospectus you get, Tony, right?
I don't have that kind of time, Cole.
No.
And my eyes aren't good enough to see. I'd need a really powerful magnifying glass or telescope.
Yeah. I mean, no normal investor is typically reading a prospectus. It's just not a normal thing to do, you know, and even if those investors that do read them, spend any time in them, often they don't even understand what they're really reading. So
right.
we spend a lot of time helping people decipher the hidden fees in their portfolio. So I think that that's a great point to make. Now, you should also work to find hidden savings inside of your portfolio. So you've slashed your budget, you've swapped out, you know, takeout for home cooked meals now, and you've even started make your own coffee instead of stopping at Starbucks every day, but you're still struggling to save. It might be time to go treasure hunting in your own expenses because there might be money hiding in plain sight. Let's start with your insurance, for example. When's the last time you shopped around for auto or homeowners insurance? It's probably been a while, and there's a decent chance that you are overpaying. Now, even just reviewing your coverage can be really eye-opening. You might be paying for stuff that you don't even need, like rental car coverage, and you haven't rented a car since 2018 or anything along those lines. And the, you know, the next stop would be your phone bill, internet, cable, streaming services. Do we really need the Platinum Ultra Premium cable bundle and five different streaming platforms? I mean, we see this all the time.
Or 10.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I know I've been guilty of that at some point in time in my past, too. And once you really go in and you look at those subscriptions, it's like, oh, what? I don't need that. I haven't looked at that, you know, streaming service in 6 months. You know, like, why am I still paying for it? And granted, it's, you know, $5, $10, $15 a month doesn't seem like much. But when you multiply that over months and years, it becomes a larger number that makes sense for us to keep track of.
Well, and it can have a powerful effect if you cut expenses and use that saved money to invest. In fact, that's my next question. What do we do to increase savings?
Yeah. So let's talk about some sweet little windfalls you might experience throughout the year. So it might be your tax refund. Maybe it's that year-end bonus. The temptation's really always there to do a beach trip or a new wardrobe, maybe one of those fancy coffee machines now that you're making coffee at home. Sure. Totally understandable. But before you hit, add to cart when you're shopping online, maybe consider giving that job or that money a job for you, I should say.
Yeah.
The smarter play, put it towards your retirement savings. May not be fun in the short term, but future you, the one that gets to sip cocktails at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday, is going to love you for it. So if you've got an IRA, haven't maxed it out, that refund can help. For 2025, you can contribute up to $7,000 or $8,000 if you're 50 years or older. And the money that you stash away in accounts like these, the more money that you benefit from time in the market. So the longer it's there, the better you're going to do overall.
This has been a great discussion, a lot of great information. We're out of time, though. Cole, is there anything else you want to add before we go?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder for our listeners that when it comes to planning all of these things and deciding if 2025 is your year, you certainly do not have to do it alone. That's what our team of highly skilled advisors are here to help you accomplish. So give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Well, thanks, guys and listeners. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Cole and Ryan.
Thank you for joining us for Financially Speaking. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact the Bushka Wealth Management Team at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Financially Speaking.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.